I'll tell you one thing, ladies and gentlemen. This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. I mean, listen to me. It's one thing to get a chance in a show to talk to Tony Robinson. I'd say that's pretty darn good. What would you say? I'd say that's pretty darn good. I mean, he hadn't made a radio appearance in forever. And it was incredible to have him on. And now to follow that up with the living legend himself, the man we call King. And everybody knows what that means. The great Johnny Majors now joining us. The incomparable Coach Majors, who I must say, looks like he was ready to suit up. When he put that jersey on the other day and was in the Vol walk, Coach Majors, God, you're next level. You looked unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable in my own mind or something like that. Well, that's really great news that you had Tony aboard and on your show. It was better news for me and us that we all got to see him for the first time in years and years. I don't know when the last time I saw Tony, but he looked great. He called me out of the clear blue about 3 months ago. I hadn't talked to him. I think I had called him maybe a couple of years ago. But he called me out of the clear blue. It sounded so good. Said he was, I believe, painting at the time. Maybe he was doing work and said he was doing very well. And I think he might have told you all that he was working, helping coach his brother or someone coach junior football. He looked terrific. And I saw him at the statue before we did the ball walk, and he ran through the tee with me. He was right beside me, and it brought back a real special memory for sure. It was very emotional seeing Tony, to think about what a great athlete he was. He is probably the most talented quarterback I've ever coached. That takes nothing away from the other outstanding quarterbacks who were really, really good. Andy Kellis and Matt Cavanaugh, Jimmy Spreeders, and many other ones. Jeff Francis, and I'm leaving out some, of course, but not intentionally. And George Amundsen in Iowa State, but so much talent in that. And had this difficulty with his personal life and got hurt against Alabama. That might have been it clicked the trigger for him to maybe have it's more serious problems. But fortunately, I hope he's out of those things for good forever. But when we ran through the tee, before we got on, we were standing side by side. Coach Majors, he said, "I'm running through the tee with you." I said, "I'm honored, Tony, and be with all these other guys and also with you for sure." And it reminded me of 1985 when Auburn came to town and Bo Jackson on the cover, and they were number one in the country. And the year before, we'd go to Auburn, had a close game. I forget the exact score, but Tony had sprained his forefinger throwing the ball during practice. We weren't full-speed tacked to the quarterback, of course. And he hit the helmet of a rusher that pulled up, and it sprained it. He had his forefinger taped up that game. Didn't have one of his best games, but he did okay. We lost. We were standing while the national anthem was playing in 1985 in the door. As soon as the anthem's over, we're going to be running through the tee. I'd done my pregame maxims and made my last brief comments. And he's standing right beside me, all 6'3.5" of him. "Coach Majors, don't you worry about this game. I'm going to make certain we get the job done today. I'm going to make certain we win." I've never seen a player in my life completely take over a game like he did the first half. In the whole game, I believe we had them 22-0, the number one team in the country. I believe it's about 22-0 in about the middle of the second quarter. And I brought tears to my eyes as we got through to run last weekend to think about what an emotional time that was, but particularly seeing Tony back here. Last on that last weekend was a terrific event. We had a buffet Friday night. That's the most former Letterman I'm pretty sure I've ever seen back at a UT event. Butch Jones deserves a lot of credit. Anton Davis, who played for me when I was head coach, a great person. He's in charge of the football.
VFL? Yeah, VFL. Uh-huh.
And so it evolved for life. And it was a great event. And we ran through the tee. And I brought my old 1956 the paper Sunday said 1965 jersey. Well, I kind of wish I was that young, but it was the 1956. It was my last cotton tearaway jersey that I ever wore. I had my, when I started that Sugar Bowl game, when I scored, they tore the jersey, and my shoulder pads were flapping when I scored their own touchdown, and they put this one on me, and that's the last tearaway I have left except my original wool one when I was a sophomore, which I've got framed, but it still fits me. I don't think I can put shoulder pads underneath it, but it brought back some good memories to see Tony and all those other outstanding men I played with and the ones I coached.
You know, Coach Majors, just hearing you, and it's like spun gold listening to you because you're such a living piece of football history, and yet at the same time, one thought occurs to me when I think about Tony Robinson. I don't think a guy like that was ready to come back until recently. That's one. And I think we all get, you know, when we get divided from a family, whatever happens, happens, and it's all water under the bridge eventually. And thank God people do come back home, and you have a book entitled You Can Go Home Again. But for him, you know, when I talked to him today, I said, Tony, I don't think you understand how much people love you here and love to see you here and want to see you back and be a part of this. Isn't that really at the end of the day? I mean, the wins and losses are great and the stories are wonderful, but isn't it at the end of the day, in this era, it's become more and more about the money. But at the end of the day, Coach, it's really about the people, isn't it? And the relationships you have with the people and the fans and the folks.
Oh, yeah. It's very emotional to see a lot of those people. Says, Coach, thank you for what you did. I said, thank me. I thank you guys. You did a lot more for me than I did for you. There are so many, the overwhelming majority are so appreciative. And some of them might not agree with me very, very, very much at different times when I got after them or something. But time really, really gives you a strong, strong emotional feeling about the people you work with and help you get where you were and even help you fight through adversity, which those people did help us fight through adversity. And some people I have as much respect for as anybody else besides the championship teams are the first people that played on the teams that I took over in Iowa State, Pittsburgh, and Tennessee, the Pat Ryans and good gosh, Joe, oh, my goodness. I saw him twice. I saw him two or three times Saturday. Joe Huff and on and on and on. And Brent Watson, our first captain at UT, and Scott Farah and on and on. I should name names because there's so many great players out there. But those people laid the groundwork. They went through some tough times, and I probably wasn't as fair to them and gave them as much credit at the time as I should have. But I certainly know what they meant to us, and I think they all take pride that they built the foundation for our rebuilding of the Tennessee program starting in 1977.
You know, it's great. And Saturday was so great because you could feel it in the air. You could just feel it. And football is one of those games where that feeling, that magic, it can carry you, can't it? I mean, it's like an intangible deal, but there was something in the air Saturday, Coach.
What's the last thing you said?
I said there was just something in the air Saturday, Coach.
Oh, yeah. You know, and a few of my former teammates were there, and that's and then they say Herkey Payne and Pat Shires. Pat was a senior when I was a freshman, a single wing tailback, and Herkey Payne was a single wing tailback. He and Marcella were the twin tailbacks that shared the position in 1950 and 51. And I thought I might have been one of the older ones, but those two were there before I got there, and Pat was there when I showed up as a freshman. But it's just, you can't explain it because there's nothing like team sports. I always loved football, basketball, baseball since I can remember. I can't even remember when I did love all three of them because we changed with the seasons growing up as a kid because my dad was a great athlete. He could play baseball, basketball, football. We had no tennis courts in those small towns and no golf courses, but we learned to play both of those later on. But there's nothing like team sports because you share the agony of losing and you share the exultation of the victory and going out and celebrating with your buddies and your girlfriends and dancing and, man, you know, like you're going to live forever. It's just, there's no explanation except team sports are invaluable.
Coach, just an incredible day. You mentioned Butch Jones earlier. This guy has done a heck of a coaching job, hasn't he?
Well, I can tell you, I told you so before I ever even met him or ever saw him on TV. I don't know everything. Everybody knows that, knows me. Certainly my family know I don't know everything, and sometimes I think I do, but I know I don't. And the people that know me well know I don't. And I don't know all and don't see all, but I know quite a bit about football, and I know football coaches when I see them. And when I read about him before I saw him on TV and what he said and the way he said it, I said, he's going to do the job. And then when I started watching him practice and seeing how he's recruiting, he's dynamic, but without being a hot rock slick salesman, he is intense and he is intent and he is straightforward and he's easy to believe because families want their son to play for him, and the players believe in him. I tell you, after those three fourth down calls he made against Georgia, it's easy to say I agreed with him after the fact when they're successful. But at the time when we were down 17-3, he went for it on our own 29-yard line or whatever. I said, "Hell yes, coach, go for it." I said, "What? To me, it's no worth losing 40-3 than it is 17-3. It is by numbers." I'm not mathematical, of course, but I know the difference. But it's a lot tougher to lose the way he lost in the last few seconds with a bad interference, pass interference call that was not pass interference. But he made the right calls, and it was very gutty. But I thought he made the right decisions. Now, Saturday, I can't say that I would have punted on fourth down. I think I'll go for it because he only had, if he punts it, he only had a one-shot deal. That meant if South Carolina made one first down, the game's over because Butch Jones had to use up his timeouts to get down to the last time he got possession. But no, he's called timeouts before South Carolina gave the ball up. Okay, I know what the situation was, but I'm stumbling, mumbling a little bit. But I thought it's a one shot deal. If they make one first down, the game's over because they could take one knee. My gosh. He believed in his defense. He knew what he had, and it's worked out this week. It worked out two weeks before that with Georgia, except we just got a bad bracket at the end. It was terrific coaching, and the players believe in what he and the other coaches are telling them. There's a lot of confidence out there right now, a tremendous amount of healthy confidence on that team and the people supporting Tennessee football, and Coach Jones does not lack knowledge, our confidence, our vision.
You believe in this guy.
Do I what?
You believe in this guy.
I believed in when I first heard him talk and when I first saw him practice. Yeah, I knew he could coach when I first saw it. Yeah, there's no question about it. They coach fundamentals, and they coach discipline, and they coach up-tempo. It's tempo. That's the most tempo they've had on that field since I left there for head coach. And I'm not sure our tempo could match his, and I'm not saying it would, because his tempo was outstanding, and they're coaching and teaching on the move. I had a saying, coach on the move, talk on the run. Don't stand around and talk. Don't stand around. Keep moving back to the huddle with the player. Talk to him and back to the huddle so we don't slow anything down. Repetition done the right way will bring winners. They are disciplined. They don't make unnecessary penalties. That hadn't happened here in about 8 years or so. They're disciplined, and they don't beat themselves. Turnovers and stuff. That's coaching, and that's players taking advantage of the good coaching and believing enough that they get the job done themselves.
Coach Majors, I want to thank you on the way out today, and it's always great to catch up with you. You make my day, and my day's been doubly made to have Tony Robinson on in the first hour. And now you, and just how we're all together, and it's just such a great thing. It's a beautiful thing. But I want to take a moment, a personal note. I was over at the Fish Hospitality Pantry tailgate, Volunteers for Fish, on Saturday, and I peeked out the tent, and I didn't want to bother you, But I noticed that you came over there and visited with W. Lynn to honor him after the passing of his wife. And he called our program yesterday, Coach, and shared with me that you made a special trip over there. I mean, you basically had to go way out of your way to come over there, and he really appreciated that. And I want to tell you, I appreciate your loyalty to him, because that was something you didn't need to do on that day, and I wanted to say that to you man to man today, Coach Majors.
Well, appreciate that very much, Tony, and it's very flattering, and you flatter me more than I deserve, to be frank with you. And, but nonetheless, back to this point, loyalty needs to be repaid too. And Lynn Hatcher's been one of the most loyal supporters I've ever had, and I've had so many loyal supporters through the years, and so many of them that I don't even know that I meet every Saturday. I said, Coach Majors, I've been supporting you ever since you believed, and I could have been here, but said, and when they say it, I say, I believe him, or I believe her. When people say it the way they say it, with their intense look in their eyes. So I've been very fortunate going some time I was born with a great mother and father and two little communities that were supportive of me in Lynchburg and Huntland. I've had a lot of support all my life. Hey, whatever I've done well, I don't deserve any credit. I had every opportunity in the world to do the best I could do, regardless how good that was or how bad that was. And when I've made some bad mistakes, I cannot blame it on my raising or my parenthood or my loyal friends who've supported me a long time. So I know you got other people to talk to. I'm making a talk down at Central Tennessee. I'm getting ready to turn off of Interstate 65. I was in Nashville last night playing a charity event yesterday. And I'm making a talk to the Kiwanis Club at Central Tennessee, which is 16 miles due west of southwest of Lynchburg, where I was born and raised, and 20 miles directly west of Huntland, where I finished my last year, 3 years of high school. Fedville is one of the four big towns we went to go to the movie houses. We didn't have any movie houses at Lynchburg and Huntland. So I'm pulling off of here and heading to Fedville to make a talk there at 12 noon.
Coach, I love you like there is no other. I know you're going to knock them out at your talk today. And I appreciate your time, Coach Majors. Thank you.
Good to talk to you guys. I hope you have a great day.
Yeah, bye-bye. You too, man. Be blessed. Coach Johnny Majors, one more time. Wow-wee. I got to get a breath, man. I mean, he is so excited. And, you know, these last two shows, I mean, let's just keep it coming. Let's keep it coming. 865-200-5402. Get on here and celebrate the fact that we live in Big Orange Country today with me as I continue with more after this.